You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, California Attorney General Rob Bonta talked about gun sales in California. Here are his edited remarks.
Thank you for joining us today, Rob Bonta, California Attorney General. And today, we are releasing the latest data on gun sales in California. And the 2020 data shows a record increase in the number of handguns and the number of handguns that are legally sold in the state, and the number of long guns sold last year was second only to the year 2016. Specifically, handgun sales increased 65.5% from 2019 to 2020 over that year, year over year, while the sale of long guns increased 45.9% during the same period. And there are many things that could have contributed to the surge of gun sales, including the uncertainty of a global pandemic. We might not know all of the causes, but we do know what the outcome and the upshot is, which is massive increases in the sale of guns, both handguns and long guns. And of course, as you know, legal gun sales do not automatically equate to a violent incident or crime, and responsible Californians who choose to legally own a firearm certainly have that right, California and in this nation. Here in California, we have strong common sense gun laws, some of the strongest in the nation, as well as one of the lowest firearm fatality rates. And while we fare better than many, we aren't immune to the gun violence epidemic that plagues this country. And last year, we saw an increase in homicides by firearms and an increase in the number of domestic violence-related calls for assistance involving a firearm. Those numbers are a reminder that while our gun laws have worked to keep California's firearm mortality rates among the lowest in the country, there is still more work to be done. When there is a tragic shooting, as the media covers the story, we often see that someone interviewed on the local news of a friend, a family member, a coworker, a neighbor, that they noticed something in the days or weeks or months before the incident. One might say there was a red flag. Here in California, we have red flag laws. Our gun violence and domestic violence restraining orders help local law enforcement temporarily recover firearms or prevent the purchase of firearms by individuals who have shown a probability to commit violence. These laws can be a proactive tool to help prevent gun violence, but they are not being used enough. So I want to take a moment to explain what our red flag laws are and how they can be used to help prevent violence in our communities. Gun violence restraining orders, known as GVROs, and domestic violence restraining orders, known as DVROs, when granted by a judge, require the subject of the order to relinquish their firearms within 24 to 48 hours and for the duration of the order. When can this be useful, you might ask? Well, when a coworker, a student, or a family member makes comments or exhibits behavior that leads you to believe they pose a real threat to their own safety or the safety of others. I implore Californians who know their loved one is in possession of a firearm and believe they may use it to cause harm to petition the civil court in their county for a temporary GVRO or DVRO. After reviewing the petition, a judge determines if the order is granted or denied, and if granted, the GVRO or the DVRO temporarily prohibits that person possessing, buying, or receiving a firearm or ammunition. Now, this is not about taking guns away from law-abiding citizens. This is about a wife who hears her husband repeatedly threaten to kill himself or others, or about the employee whose coworker makes comments about violent retribution against other colleagues. It's about paying attention to our loved ones and the people we work and go to school with, and making a decision that could save not only that person's life, but the lives of others as well.